I like it when we get emails like the one we got for today's second date update, where it's very vague and it says something crazy happened.
Whoa. Okay, why do you like
because
that?
Because it could go one of two ways. Either something crazy could have happened, or they tell you the story and you're like, yeah, not that crazy. And then they try to find like, well, no. And then also this happened. You're like, no, still really bad story. So let's find out if something crazy did actually happen. Okay. Lewis is on the phone for a second date update today. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, no, I'm not lying. This was crazy.
All right. Now, like Jubal said, big claims there, sir, and we don't like to be disappointed.
You won't be, I promise.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get to the crazy part in just a second. First, tell us about the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Her name is Gwen.
Whoa, you're right. That is crazy.
I don't think that he got to the crazy part yet.
Oh, my bad. All right.
Patience. I'll get there.
And where did you meet Gwen?
Met her on Tinder.
Oh, man. Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
Saw that coming, didn't you?
Crazy.
You have something wrong with Tinder?
No. He's saying that that's your crazy part of the... Okay.
Yeah. He doesn't. All right.
Okay.
So you met her on Tinder, and what'd you guys do when you went out?
We went to a local bar that I know the bartender.
And were you excited leading up to this date?
I was. I messaged her on Tinder because she had these great photos. She's a really nice body.
Okay.
I thought so. She had a picture of her in a bikini with her dog, and I just thought that was adorable, but also extremely sexy. So,
nice. Was the dog wearing a bikini too?
No. No.
Okay. It would have been adorable.
Adorable.
Okay, so you liked her a lot because she was hot.
No, I liked her because she has a nice body.
What's the difference?
Well,
I don't understand the difference.
She has a nice body, maybe not a nice face.
I'm just going to continue with my story.
Okay. Okay.
It's a good idea.
So, like I said, I took her to this bar that I hang out at, and I knew the bartender, so we were able to get a deal on drinks.
So we're not setting this up as, like, the beginning of a story of a lifelong relationship. You just wanted to hook up that night.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. As long as you're honest with your intentions.
And
oh my God.
Did you have fun with her?
Yeah, we played darts, we played pool. She grabbed my arm at one point out of flirtation. I thought it was flirting because I was stealing her turn. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, so what happened? Did you guys, like, go back to your place then?
That was the plan, but it didn't happen. So we were calling an Uber, and she jokingly said that she should pay for it, and I said no because I wanted to pay for the night, you know. Uh-huh. Trying to be jealous.
Okay.
And then I jokingly said she could pay for the wedding, our wedding.
Yeah.
And nice. She loved that response, so she burst out laughing. We were joking. And then this homeless guy came walking up thinking that I was harassing her or something and got in my face.
Whoa. A homeless dude got in your face?
Yeah. And he said, stop harassing the lady. And I said, I'm not. You can step up. And I got a little irritated. I'm like, who is this guy and why is he bothering us?
Right.
And so he just wouldn't let it go, and we started to walk away, and then he jumps me.
Whoa!
You got jumped by a homeless guy?
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my
All right,
God.
Getting jumped by a homeless guy on your first date, I say that qualifies as a crazy story.
What? Dude. I mean, what happened?
Well, we got into a little bit of a fist fight, and then he knocks me out.
Please tell me somebody got video of it.
Jubal!
I don't know. Maybe she did. She's not talking to me.
My first question is, are you okay? Yeah. Not, is there video?
Yeah, I'm fine. I woke up 5 minutes later, not quite sure what happened, and Gwen was gone.
Wait, she left you?
Left?
Yeah, she left.
Dude, that's messed up. Whoa. Even if it is just supposed to be like a one-night hookup thing. Just to ditch you as you're laying passed out on a sidewalk after a homeless guy beats you up?
I don't know. Maybe she went and got help.
Or ran. I mean, that's possible.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're being beat up by a homeless dude, I'm not sticking around to see how you're doing. Sorry about that, buddy, but we just met off of Tinder.
Yeah, that's true. She could have done that. I'm not quite sure what happened to her.
So wait, you didn't see her the rest of the night?
No, I woke up and they both were gone. Homeless guy and Gwen.
Oh my God, so you were knocked out on the streets and then alone when you woke up.
Well, this older lady walked by asking if I was okay, but then she just kept walking. So
sounds like she was flirting to me. You should have maybe gone home with her. So have you tried to get a hold of Gwen since this all happened?
Yeah, I just thought maybe she was spooked or something. So I texted her, and she responded later in the day.
What'd she say?
The next day. And she said, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's fine. I hope you're all right. And I said, yeah, I'm fine. I just couldn't believe what happened last night, and I wanted to get lunch and talk about it. Mm-hmm. And then she texted me back saying, I don't think it's going to work out. And I haven't heard from her since.
Wow.
Oh, man, that's
wow. So she did ditch you. She didn't care how you were.
Apparently. I don't know what I did, but
well, maybe it's not being able to take a punch. I don't know. Maybe that turned her off.
Thanks.
No problem.
Maybe she was worried that I wouldn't be able to protect her or something. But hey, the guy sucker punched me, and I was not prepared for that.
I don't know how anybody could be prepared for that on a first date. But we'll play a song, come back, call her, and find out why she left you there for dead that night, okay?
I would appreciate that.
Okay, we'll do it right after this. Hang on.